Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Hello and good morning. Oh, happy day. We made it. We are going to get right into it, y'all. So the Supreme Court poised to enter debate over transgender care for minors from the Los Angeles Times. That's interesting, isn't it? After steering clear of the divisive issue for months, the Supreme Court may be on the verge of deciding whether to jump into the national debate over medical treatment for transgender youths. I cannot even believe we are even talking about this. What in the world has happened to us as a society? You know, if you're a regular listener, you know lately that I have been following Kelly J. Keene and catching up on all of her videos from YouTube, and it's quite interesting, and I wish a lot of other people would do the same. It is staggering and it is frightening how fast we have come to where we are today with this transgender issues, and especially with the children. It's just amazing. As soon as Thursday, justices may vote behind closed doors on whether to grant an appeal that seeks to block a new Tennessee law prohibiting medical treatments that enable a minor to identify with or live as a purported identity inconsistent with the minor's sex. Y'all, this is huge. I think this is huge. I won't read the rest of this story. I will read it for myself later. It is quite long and extensive. I will read it later. But it is on my Twitter X, my X file, if you want to go read that for yourself, which I suggest that you do. And here's something interesting. RFK Jr. pivots on gender-affirming care for minors, says treatment should be deferred till adulthood. Really? And this is from thehill.com, which, you know, so that means he was for it at one time or another. At least he's coming around and changing his mind, right? Hopefully. I don't believe anything. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. appears more amenable to restricting access to gender-affirming care. I can't stand that term. For transgender minors, why they use language like that to make it sound normal. This is not fucking normal. There's nothing normal about this. Why can't people get this through their thick skulls that this is not normal? It just pisses me off. All right. Writing in a social media post that treatments including puberty blockers and hormone therapy should be reserved for individuals older than 18. Really, RFKJ, you think? Even 18 is too young. The more I learn, the more troubled I have become. Good about giving puberty blockers to youth. Minors cannot drive, vote, join the army, get a tattoo, smoke, or drink. Because we know that children do not fully understand the consequences of decisions with lifelong ramifications. Kennedy wrote late Monday in a post on the social platform X. Huh. Really? Really? You don't say. There's more to that story, but you can go read it yourself. I put it out on my X file. I'm not going to read all of it. Now, this next one just pisses me. It's disturbing. And it makes me angry. So this is what I said. I said, I'm glad I got out of this community. Not that I ever had a chance of going to the games, but I did often participate in the Open for years. So this is about CrossFit and transgender athletes. So since 2019, CrossFit will allow transgender athletes to compete starting during 2019 games season. And I used to be a big, huge CrossFit person. And I even, so much so that I went and got certified in it. I went and paid my money and took the class and passed the test and got certified in it for level one, trainer. I just wanted to do it for my own knowledge. I wasn't about to go train anybody, but I also have my own garage gym too. My personal home garage gym. That when I left the CrossFit community, and the reason I left wasn't because of transgender stuff, not yet anyway. It was simply because they were always closed when I wanted to go. So I thought, screw it, I'll just do my own here at the garage, in my garage gym. And that's what I did. So this person, this man, CrossFit's CEO and founder. Now keep in mind, this is an old article. This was August 5th, 2023. And Greg Glassman was the founder of CrossFit, but there was some controversy about him too. I forget what it was about, but they kind of pushed him out as CEO and all that. So, but this article said, still lists him as CrossFit CEO and founder. Greg Glassman has announced that transgender athletes will be allowed to compete in 2019 CrossFit Games season. He should have been pushed out for that, but he was pushed out for something else. It was something on a Zoom call, he said, or something. I forget what it was about. So, as reported by them, I don't know what them is. Is that a fucking magazine called them? I don't know. I'm sorry, y'all, for my language this morning. I'm hot under the collar about all of this right now. I know it's only 5:30 in the damn morning, isn't it? On a Wednesday. Okay, as reported by them, Glassman made the announcement at an event held in Madison this Friday by I don't even know why I'm reading this all to you. You don't need to know about it because it's happened. It's already happened, and this person's, I wish I could get the, oh, here we go. Oh, come on, Carol. It's, what is its name? His name. Somebody who sued CrossFit. Let me go find the damn name. I had it yesterday. I just don't want to misquote it. Chloe Johnson. And of course, he spells it you like a typical man pretending to be a woman. This transgender athlete sues CrossFit for banning him from competing as female. This was 2014, y'all. A transgender woman, a man, prohibited from competing in a strength competition as a female, is suing the fitness company sponsoring the competition, seeking $2.5 million in damages. What kind of fucking damages do you think you earned for this, you stupid man? This man is calling himself Chloe Johnson. And let me, here's how he spells it. Oh my God, it's so stupid. Chloie. The last name, Johnsson. How stupid is this person? He is a personal trainer, charges the CrossFit company with discrimination, intention, infliction of emotional distress, an unfair competition in a lawsuit filed Thursday in Santa Cruz, California. This was 2014, and apparently he won because now they are allowing these men to compete in the women's categories in the CrossFit Games. Now, I knew I never had a chance to go into the games ever. Ever did I think of it. But every year, they would have the Open, which everybody in CrossFit could participate in. And it was just fun to do. And they had an app, and you could check, you know, you could check your progress in your category with women's, masters. They have the age category and all of it. So they separated it out pretty nice, but not anymore. And let me tell you, I tried to look up what this Chloe Johnson is doing now. If you look up their his Instagram account, it's almost pornographic if you care to go look at that kind of thing. It's disgusting. Nothing but selfies and poses and pants pulled. You know, it's just ugh, gross. It's disgusting. It's gross. And that, I think, is a good example of AGP. Now, what is AGP, you ask? Well, let me tell you. AGP, autogynephilia. I'm sure you've heard of it before. Kelly J. Keen talks about it all the time. And it is a term coined by Blanchard for a male's propensity to be sexually aroused by the thought of himself as a female. And if you go to that person's Instagram account, you can definitely see evidence of that. All right, I have gone on long enough about this. I know I'm inundating you all with this transgender stuff, but it needs to be talked about. I feel like I should stop talking. No, I don't feel like I should stop talking about it, but I feel like I might be alienating some of my listeners. So I will try to put in some other topics for you. But you're still going to get a lot of this because it needs to be talked about. And it's my podcast, and I feel like it needs to be talked about. But I guess you could always go to Kelly J. Keene and watch her YouTube videos if you really want some information. Okay, let's move on to the question of the day. This might be a tough one. What is your favorite line from any movie? The first thing I think about is Tombstone, when Val Kilmer, playing Doc Holliday, says, "I'm your Huckleberry." I love that line. But I know there's a ton of a gazillion other great lines in a movie. Lay them on me. What are they? Thanks. I think this will be a fun one. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great day.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy.